Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Grit, Grind, Grow podcast, where careering and entrepreneuring is done with clear purpose and strategic action to produce desired results. Now, grit is about toughness and resilience. Grind is about struggle, hustle, and perseverance. Growth is the change and transformation phase, and together, they make up what should be a never-ending cycle of challenge and triumph. I'm your host, Lex Brown. I do this podcast to help my fellow military veterans, career changers, startup entrepreneurs, and small business owners be empowered and lead successful journeys. Based on that mission, today's episode is entitled Grind by the Numbers for Profitable Growth. Our special guest today will be Octavia, the Profit Maximizer Connor. She's a profit acceleration specialist, accountant, business consultant, speaker, and best-selling author. She specializes in helping entrepreneurs who struggle with cash flow accelerate their revenue, plug money leaks, and maximize business profits faster, smarter, and consistently. She's the best-selling author of Say Yes to Profit, 3 Methods for Building the Profitable, Successful Business of Your Dreams. Now, before we get into our discussion with our special guest, let's go ahead and kick things off, as usual, with our quotivation, which is a quote that motivates. Today's quote comes from Robert H. Schuller, who once said, "Tough times never last, but tough people do." That's why the first principle of this podcast is grit, because toughness, resilience, spiritual and mental fortitude are the bedrock for a successful grind and sustainable growth. So thanks for tuning in to the Grit, Grind, Grow podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Lex R. Brown and even tweet me during the broadcast with any questions or comments. You can also call in if you'd like to speak to me or our special guest later. The phone number is 323-642-1230. Again, the listener call-in phone number is 323-642-1230. Archived episodes are available for download on iTunes shortly after the original broadcast airs. It's time for you to eliminate dust, dirt, defects, and disorganization. While you're at it, why not support our military veterans in the process? That's exactly what you can do by hiring Brave City Military Maintenance Professionals. Brave City provides commercial and residential cleaning and maintenance services such as turnkey make-ready deep cleans, scheduled office cleanings, pressure washing, carpet cleaning, window treatments, and more. They also offer affordable moving services for local in-town moves. We're talking about a green cleaning certified, OSHA compliant, insured and bonded, veteran-owned and operated business serving the greater Atlanta area. Now, if you need services in other markets across the nation, they have U.S. military maintenance affiliates nationwide to refer you to. So go ahead, call 678-404-0236 for a free consultation with Brave City Military Maintenance Professionals today. You can also go to www.bravecity.co for more information and to book a free consultation as well. Now, today I want to share an article from blackenterprise.com. It's written by Alfred Edmond Jr., and it's entitled 5 Reality Checks You Must Face to Fix Your Finances. It starts by stating that the problem is not that there's an exception to every rule, but that people always want to believe that they're the exception. The result, they fall victim to the same money mistakes over and over again, always hoping that this time will be different. If this is you or someone you know, here are a few reality checks. Number one, fake it till you make it is foolery. Real wealth is about delaying gratification, saving and investing, and living within your means. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to walk around looking broke, busted, or disgusted, but it does mean that you need to live according to a budget and only buy what fits into that. Don't drive yourself to the poorhouse trying to fool others, including yourself, into believing you can have it like that just by looking like you do. Don't fake it till you make it. Focus on making it so you don't have to fake it. Number two, there is no secret way to get rich. There's no magical, miraculous way to get rich quick. Wealth building is a marathon, almost never a sprint. So stop looking for the secrets of the wealthy and begin focusing on their habits and their choices. Number three, what you see is not what you get. If you haven't seen people's credit reports, bank statements, or other financial documents, you really don't know how financially stable a person is. And if you aren't close enough to have intimate knowledge of each other's financial information, you don't know each other well enough to put your finances at risk either. This is especially important for all those that are evaluating prospects for dating and romantic relationships. Please, please do not trust what you see. Go by what you know. Number four, income does not equal wealth. I'll say that again. Income does not equal wealth. To improve your finances, you have to commit to spending less than you make, regardless of income, and consistently saving and investing the difference. It's not just how much you make, but what you do with what you make that determines your wealth and your capacity to build and retain it. The fifth thing that Mr. Alfred Edmond listed here in his article is you can't improve your finances without living on a budget. People looking to accumulate and maintain wealth know three things at all times, not in their heads, but on paper and or on their computer. So if you want to read more about that from Mr. Alfred Edmond Jr. on blackenterprise.com, you just go to blackenterprise.com/blog/5 reality checks you must face to fix your finances. Okay, good people, without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on our special guest, Miss Octavia Connor. Welcome to the show, Octavia. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how's your evening going so far?
So far, so good. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show today.
Not a problem. Thank you for joining us. So let's jump right into it. Tell us about your daily grind and what you do for a living.
Well, I am a financial management consultant. I am an accountant, and every day I operate my business that consists of helping entrepreneurs use their money, use their financial reports to grow their business, to build fun-loving, truly profitable, successful businesses. So my day-to-day operation is consulting with clients, reviewing financial reports, empowering and educating clients, and operating my business.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, several years ago, I know I was also a member at 200 Office, which eventually transformed into Opportunity Hub, and I know that I saw you on your grind way back then. Wasn't that long ago, but I've seen so much progress with your business and how you've grown it. But I know from reading your book as well that there's always a journey and a story with that. So to kind of touch on that a little bit, what keeps you energized and focused on the work that you do?
You know, I love the aha moment. I love the light bulb that goes off when a business owner changes their mindset and really begin to control their money instead of allowing the money to control them. And that is what keeps me going, knowing that I am impacting the world. You know, it's my mission to help thousands upon thousands of entrepreneurs worldwide build fun-loving, profitable businesses. So when I see a client benefit from our services, when I see a client really start to build profitability, because it's a difference between, and you mentioned it earlier, it's a difference between having money and building wealth. So same as a business, it's a difference between earning revenue and actually having a profitable business. Those are two different states for business. So when an entrepreneur really begins to build a profitable business, that is what really pushes me to get up every day, and no matter how hard it is, you know, no matter the ups and downs in the business, that keeps me going, because I know that the next person that I work with, I'm going to impact them in a major way.
Okay, awesome. So I know that technology, different tools and softwares and whatnot, they help me to maintain my productivity. Sounds like, of course, you have a lot going on. What do you have any favorite technology tools or resources that help you with your productivity?
Well, of course, as an accountant, I use QuickBooks accounting software, number one accounting software in the world. One software technology that I love, and I don't receive anything from promoting them, but I've been using them for several years, is called All Clients. It's a CRM system, and I just absolutely love their software. I can keep up with my clients. I can keep up with my prospects. I can set up lead pages. It's just absolutely amazing. So that's another software that I use each and every day. And those are the top ones I can think of.
Okay. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of the journey a little bit. How did you get started as an entrepreneur? Like, what made you switch from, you know, I guess working in corporate America as an employee and upgrading to being an entrepreneur?
Well, I found myself bored. I love to create systems and strategies and things like that and see the results of them. And I had climbed the corporate ladder from a data entry clerk to an accounting manager, and I was over the accounting department, but it's only so much of a change that corporate is going to allow you to implement. And I was really frustrated. I was really bored. I felt like there had to be something else. I was doing the same thing day in and day out. Every month it's the same thing. And I really wanted something different. I wanted excitement. I wanted something else. And I found myself, you know, to the point where I really didn't want to be there anymore. I would walk in at 8:30 in the morning wishing it was 5:30 as soon as I stepped in the door. And I started to pray and seek guidance. And around that time, my sister had expanded her daycare center, and she needed someone to handle her books. And since I had an accounting background, I said, well, okay, I'll do it for you. And I started working with her part-time, and that's when I was bit by the entrepreneur bug. And I started going to networking events and making connections and finding new clients. And, again, I started to pray, like, okay, I really, really want to take this leap. I really want to do this, but here I am with, you know, these kids and stuff. I can't just jump out there. I need an answer. And I received my answer, and I jumped.
Okay. That's what's up. I know a lot of people can relate to that. I'm still in my journey of really growing my businesses. And I just want to preface this to all the listeners. I didn't mean to slight anybody who's an employee. I actually still am an employee / entrepreneur. I do work a regular job while I do these other things. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but we are addressing the entrepreneurs and the small business owners out there today specifically, and anybody who's looking to convert into entrepreneurship up the road. I know we've got some great information here with Octavia today, so I just wanted to preface that. But my next question back on the business spotlight, Octavia, what do most small businesses that you consult struggle with before you intervene?
Well, you know, before I answer that, I do want to say there is nothing wrong with being in corporate America, absolutely nothing at all. Some of the new entrepreneurs that I have worked with, you know, I tell them don't do what I did, because when I jumped out of corporate America, I didn't have a plan. And I went from making close to six figures to saying, okay, I have my answer, jumped out there, no plan, no strategy, nothing in place, and I had a negative $152 in my account, and I had to rebuild from that. So definitely nothing wrong with being in corporate America. If you're in corporate America, you know, like Lisa Nichols say, use that as your investor to grow your business. So I definitely want to put that out there. One of the things I see entrepreneurs do, we're so passionate about what we do. So whatever your business is, if you are a marketer, if you are an attorney, a branding strategist, you're so passionate about that aspect of your business that you want to do that each and every day. But then you forget about or you do not pay close attention to the back office, which is the financial aspect of your business. And if you're not built on a solid financial ground, then it's going to be truly hard for you to make the impact on the world that you desire to make, because you're always wondering, well, where is the next payment going to come from and how am I going to build this business? So one of the biggest mistakes is not spending enough time building a solid financial foundation for for small businesses.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I've struggled with that in the past with some of the ventures that I've been a part of before, and definitely glad I picked up your book recently and have been looking at a lot of your material on social media, and I've been applying a lot of your information to my current ventures right now, so it's been working wonders. So I do appreciate all that you do. And with that being said, on my next question – oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I didn't say anything. I just said yay.
Okay, awesome, awesome, yeah. So the next question, what's your favorite phase of the business to advise? Is it startups? Is it the business that's scaling? Is it the well-established company that's evolving now? Or what phase and why do you enjoy the most advising?
Well, I work with all stages, but my favorite stage, I would say the entrepreneurs that are scaling up. The reason why is because their mindset is totally different. They're really ready to grow to the next level, and they're willing to do what needs to be done to go to that next level, whether that is investing in the knowledge and expertise of someone else or investing more time into growing their business. Their mindset has shifted from that of an everyday entrepreneur, a person that is quote-unquote self-employed, to that of a CEO. So I can give them strategies and we can put a plan in place, and I see them implement the plan. I see them take the steps and they move forward, and there's no procrastination, and they're willing and ready to do everything that needs to be done. So that is the favorite for me. That's like my sweet spot.
Okay. So with that being said, on the business side, right, I know a lot of the listeners, especially the fellow military veterans out there, there's a lot of vets that are going the B Corporation or nonprofit organization route. Do your profit maximizer methods and practices also work in that arena with the nonprofit org?
It does. I have a small amount of nonprofit clients. And I always tell people nonprofits have to make profits as well, because you cannot operate the business if you do not have cash available to operate the business, right? And that's for nonprofit as well. They have to have money to operate the business. Like right now I sit on the board of two nonprofit organizations. And upon me joining the board, I helped them shift the financial trajectory of their business, of the nonprofit organization, to where they're not struggling to go into the next season, because now we have money left over in order to continue to operate the business. So I believe nonprofits have to make profits as well. It just, for tax purposes and things like that, it just depends on how you handle everything. You have to make sure you're handling everything correctly.
Okay. Well, I know a great starting point for all the listeners out there would be to read. And as I stated earlier, I read your book, Say Yes to Profit, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, by the way. Not just saying that because you're a guest, but, I mean, it was a great read. There's a lot of people out here that are writing books that when I read them as an avid reader, I could tell it's rushed. I could tell they didn't necessarily have the passion. They were just trying to, you know, get a book out there to kind of have a platform. But your book was thorough. Your book went into your journey. It was relatable. It had great information. And with that being said, I know the listeners would be remiss if they didn't get a hold of the book. So can you tell the audience a little about how to get a copy and about your book in general?
Of course. Well, thank you so very much. I really did put a lot of heart and time into the book. I wanted to make sure I gave, you know, more than enough for anyone, regardless of what stage of entrepreneurship they're currently in. The book will help them in some way. The book is available on my website at OctaviaConnor.com, or they can go to SayYesToProfits.com. The book is available there as well as on Amazon.
Okay. So aside from the book, just you in general, if there's some small business owners out there that are scaling, some startups, some well-established owners who, again, are in that evolving phase, or just people in general who want to get their books together, right, self-employed freelancers, for instance, how can they say yes to profits today, and how can they get in touch with you going forward?
Well, they can get in touch with me by going to my website at Say Yes to Profits. There I have a free ebook, 15 Ways to Maximize Your Profits Now. They can download the free ebook. We also have a year-end accounting special going on right now. You mentioned for those that want to get their books in order, they definitely want to take advantage of that special. If they need help with getting their books in order, if they need help with creating a plan to make sure that they maximize their profits in 2017. But everything is available on my website at Say Yes to Profits. For any listeners, they can text their name and email address to 770-847-6819, and we will personally send the ebook and a free video over to them as well.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay. Now, for everybody that's local to the Atlanta area, or, you know, if you happen to have some travel planned with some different events, are there any special events you might be speaking at soon, or you might have a book signing? Do you have anything upcoming in the next, you know, few months, 2 to 3 months?
Yeah, I always have something going on. In January or February, we are actually setting up now for our workshop that we will have for entrepreneurs to help them tie in their money game for 2017. I have, as of right now, I have 6 speaking engagements lined up for 2017. So once they join the mailing list, they'll get more information about the workshop as well as the different speaking engagements that I have coming up. And I always try to, if I'm able to as a speaker, I always try to bring someone with me from my list. And it's not to help me or do anything. It's just a matter of me kind of giving back, saying, okay, well, since I'm able to go to this speaking engagement, how about you come with me for free? And you never know who you can connect with. You don't have to hang around me. It's just something I'm giving back, my way of giving back. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's definitely what's up. I've learned a lot more about you as an entrepreneur, as a person today, and I commend everything that you're doing. The way that you're handling your business, again, the book is great. So I encourage all of you out there listening right now, definitely go get a copy. If you can't get one right at the moment, of course, go ahead and get that, download that ebook, and then go ahead and get a copy of that book. I will make sure that all the information that was shared today, some of the productivity tools, the links, all of that will be available on the website for the Blog Talk Radio page, as well as gritgrindgrow.com. And on social media as well. So if you miss something, I'll make sure that it's legible for you somewhere and accessible. Well, other than that, thank you, Octavia, for being our special guest today.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem, and you have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. And thanks, everyone who tuned in. If you have someone else, someone similar to Octavia, who has their own business, who has a book, who's a freelancer, who's doing some big things in the community, anything like that that you think would be interesting for the audience to hear, go ahead and send us some information. If you'd like to discuss sponsorship and advertising options, same information. Just send an email to gritgrindgrow@outlook.com. Again, that email address is gritgrindgrow@outlook.com. Be sure to tune in next week. Our guest will be a successful freelance writer by the name of Iris Hunter. And so if you're a freelancer, you're looking for some content marketing, content development strategies, things of that nature, or if you need to, you know, freshen up your resume, she also specializes in that. Make sure you tune in next week. That's all I've got for today. Stay on your grind, people. Peace and blessings. I'm out.